Relief agencies have sounded the alert that torrential rains and flooding in Zambia, Zimbabwe, and Mozambique are threatening tens of thousands of people, and that the worst is still to come. Chris Altieri reports.
As rapidly rising rivers force citizens to seek the safety of higher ground, as many as 250,000 people could be affected in Mozambique, most of them children. Transport links between port cities in Mozambique and the landlocked neighboring countries of Zambia, Zimbabwe, and Malawi have been badly hit. In Zambia, the government has launched a multi-million-dollar plan to deal with the effects of floods, while the United Nations Children's Fund has appealed for nearly $2.5 million U.S. dollars to pay for emergency supplies. Authorities warn the situation might become more acute if rain continues to fall in Zimbabwe, where rains are reported to be the heaviest since colonial-era records began a century ago. A consecrated lay missionary working for the International Medical Association, ASI, in Zimbabwe, Melania Namukwa, says the country's people are in desperate need of assistance.
If there's someone who can help in any other way of helping the people who are suffering, especially the ill people, in any form of help, either prayer, either with the medicine, with the money, whatever can help, I pray that if there's anyone who can help and do so.
Namukwa's main missionary concentration is with those suffering from HIV and AIDS in the country, who constitute a fifth of the general population, whose numbers are growing at the estimated rate of over 500 per day, people whose access to medicine and professional care was already very limited even before the flooding.
This is very difficult. There's a problem to transport, to go to these villages to have all the patients, to have the drugs is very difficult. We organize the program at the hospital. They come to hospital to collect this medicine. But also there's a problem of bus fare. They're coming from long distance, so sometimes they lose this chance of coming to that day to get the drugs.
The flooding follows announcement of a 600% increase in medical and educational costs across the board in Zimbabwe due to the country's exponential rate of inflation amid other factors. I'm Chris Altieri.